USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
Without citing any proof, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support Congress reviewing President Trump's tax returns. Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas tells Fox News there's other ways for folks to examine President Trump's financial records.
I think the financial disclosures, I keep coming back to that because that's where you really learn about the relationships, how much stake you have in businesses, what are those relationships.
A bankruptcy judge approved the sale of Sears to its chairman, Eddie Lampert, for over $5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, IncomeStore is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Up one week and down the next, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on weekly claims for jobless benefits.
The number of Americans filing the first time for jobless benefits in early February fell back towards recent post-recession lows after a holiday-slash-shutdown-related spike had pushed them to a 16-month high at the end of last month. Initial jobless claims last week were down by about 19,000 to about 234,000, although analysts had predicted a 225,000 reading. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon is moving 250 active-duty troops after the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced that there were nearly 2,000 migrants approaching the Texas border town of Eagle Pass. The port director there, Paul Del Rincon, says they are ready for the increased traffic.
We're working with interagency partners to implement effective operational plans to ensure border security.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Comedian and sitcom writer Michael Loftus says it's rather interesting and kind of sad, in his opinion, that none of the late-night comedians have picked up on anything regarding the Democrats and some of the Democratic scandals that we've been seeing in the last week. Loftus joined Fox News' Fox and Friends and says he believes most of the late-night comedians, they seem to have the same person writing for them.
And it's stunning that of all these late-night shows, everybody's attacking it from the same angle. I've never seen anything like this. Like, if you go to a comedy club and five comics have a joke about their dog, there's going to be five different jokes and five different angles.
But it's still about your dog.
Well, yeah, but this is just like everyone bashing Trump and just bashing completely. So I don't think it's about comedy. I don't think it's about entertainment. They know a huge portion of the country isn't watching, and they don't care. I literally think they're trying to win hearts and minds.
Next, Loftus shares how he believes he knows the fix is in.
When you have Nancy Pelosi sitting back there, sucking on her tooth like the winning lottery numbers are about to come popping out, holding on to these four giant cards like she just stole the menus from an Outback Steakhouse, you're like, no one's going to make fun of that?
Nobody.
No one's going to touch on me.
And as far as where all the Johnny Carsons are today, Loftus says
they're not allowed to participate. They don't want a funny voice on the right, and that's why like the deplorable show that I'm doing is really important. Like we got to support this endeavor. There's creative people, and we don't have that outlet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.